Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness!
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We are brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit atlkia.com. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! Mike, before we hear from Mohamed Sanu and Keanu Neal.
Can't touch me. I'm too fast.
Yes, that's what he said. Falcons PSL sales reached $233 million. Over 48,000 PSLs have been sold. Now, we know that the clock is ticking for Mercedes-Benz Stadium to get done.
Yep.
But this story coming from Tim Tucker from the AJC and AJC.com talking about the PSLs. We said this when this all went down. We didn't like the idea of PSLs. It's the business model now in the NFL.
If you want the tickets, you got to pay for it. I know. It's because when you actually sit down and describe and explain what a PSL is to someone who doesn't know, it really doesn't make a lot of sense for the person buying it. But this is the way stadiums get built these days. And if you want to go, you do it. But the stadium is progressing. You see the pictures of the Daktronics board being assembled, the trucks rolling in from the Dakotas.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is going to be a showpiece and a showplace. We had fun with the roof and that whole thing, but they apparently got it all worked out. And now the race is on to get most of the seats are in, just a matter of getting that scoreboard put together and get the cranes out of there.
Yeah, so you know, we went from, well, how many sales are actually going to happen? Is this not going to happen? To sales doing really well. And for Arthur Blank, this is a part of how the stadium is being paid for. Remember, he put up a lot of his own money to pay for it. But the good news is, as Mike said, that the completion date, which is what we're all shooting for, and that first big event, which is going to be, what, the third preseason game against the Cardinals, is going to be that first marquee event. We were hoping to get to see United in there, but that's not going to happen before the Falcons start playing in there. But either way,
Alabama, Florida State, Georgia Tech, Tennessee is part of the Labor Day Chick-fil-A kickoff classic weekend for college.
That's
but,
right.
But first preseason game would be that third weekend in August.
All right, so that is news out there in the PSL sales for a lot of folks who have bought PSLs, us. That is good news. The other news today is that of the Falcons rookie minicamp starting on Friday. And, you know, with the rookies coming in, everybody's kind of figuring there's going to be a few guys that are going to compete for a starting spot. Riley, the linebacker we drafted, and we had Ed Ogeron on the show yesterday, and he was saying this kid likes physical contact. He had Ed Ogeron said, I named him the MVP of the team last year. So
the Ed Ogeron interview, by the way, is online at 929thegame.com for guys who missed it. But, yeah, he's raving about Duke Riley, what a leader the guy was, and he just laid it out. The physical, again, fast and physical. Jarvis. Fast and physical.
It's the cue. That's the cue.
We'll get there. It's a new piece of audio. We'll get to it. But
the Falcons are fast and physical.
You're darn right they are, Michael Buffer.
Yes, they are.
Duke Riley fits the profile. And now these guys get to work. Tack McKinley, by the way, funny as heck, Jarvis and I were talking about this before the show. Somebody hit Tack up on Twitter saying, can't wait to see you in action for the Falcons. I picked up your jersey. Tack's like, well, let me see it.
I called him out.
He said, let me see the, I don't want to see the receipt. I want to see the shopping cart. I want to see the shopping cart. I want to see the actual paid in full.
I love this kid, man. I love, because he's real.
Come to find out, the dude didn't buy the jersey.
Well, that's the deal. He's real.
I mean, if you come from that part of Oakland, as we said, you know, you love it, whether you like Marshawn Lynch or not, always entertaining, but he keeps it 100, and as does this young man. I can't wait to meet the guy face to face.
Did you just say keep it 100?
I'm using that for folks who've done with it, I mean, keeping it real and being a real person.
Okay, good deal.
100%.
No fake stuff.
But that's funny, man, but that's his personality. I mean, I've seen a couple of tweets from him already. He's not afraid to go there and say some things, but he's having fun. All right, guys, as far as this offense is concerned, Mike, and I want to say this has been kind of the storyline around the country for a couple of different outlets in regards to the Falcons, because everybody wants to make this excuse. Let's not make it an excuse.
Right.
Teams lose offensive coordinators. And I know there are a lot of guys who want to say, well, you guess what? Duke's, we had the best offense and we lost our coordinator. And how is that going to affect us and slow us down? Everybody wants to point the finger at this.
But it's a bittersweet departure because, you know, Shanahan, as much as you and I were ready to run him out of town after the 2015 season, I mean, you got to the Super Bowl. He had the most dynamic. He's at the reins of the most dynamic offense in the league, and now he's gone. Now, we all know that people will put him, in, again, right the center stage for the blame for what happened in the fourth quarter. He's gone. Sarker's a guy a little bit looser. Maybe there's less tension between he and Matt Ryan, but we still don't know. I mean, look, I'm betting on the come. That's a craps term. I'm hoping something good's going to happen, that Sarker's going to do and take the things that worked and do even better with it. But we don't know. There's just no way of knowing what a Sark NFL game call is going to look like.
It's true. Mohamed Sanu talking about Sark's offense, saying, believe it or not, there's not going to be that much change.
There's not many different wrinkles. It's just, you know, a piece of his system, and he's just adding it in, and we're just keeping the ball rolling.
Sanu went on to say that, and this was an interesting comment, because you look at how productive our offense was. We ran the ball really well. Free had a great year. Julio, I mean, you could go down the list. Sanu, Gabriel, where can they improve? And Sanu actually thinks that they can.
There's definitely room for improvement. You know, I feel like we didn't reach our full potential like we could have last year. What we intend to do this year is just keep growing, and you got to start back at square one and keep building.
Now, Mike, I asked you this earlier. What area, if you're a Falcons fan, what area are we talking about improving in offensively?
I mean, other than Julio in the red zone, I think red zone scoring can still – like, I think everybody would say every time you're in the red zone, get a touchdown. I think we're no different than any other team. But that's one area. But get Julio the ball in the end zone more. That's the only thing I could think of. Hooper. Maybe being a bigger factor in the
bigger
offense.
Piece.
But then you shouldn't expect him to do so much in his first year, but maybe he gets a little bit more in the mix. That's about it, man. The guard position, whether it's going to be Harlow or it's going to be Garland, and Schweitzer already here. But you're in a good position. That's why we didn't have to go bananas in the draft. It's all there in place. You picked up Poe. We'll talk in a second about what Alex Mack had to say about Dontari Poe. But what's on your mind? What is the one thing you want to see this year?
Well, it's funny because remember now, we went from, you know, us a season or two ago talking about Matt having to cut down on the turnovers. He did. We talked about efficiency in the red zone. We got better. We talked about getting another legitimate weapon for Julio when Roddy was let go. We did. So I'm looking at this and I'm going, all right, if this offense came back under Sark and had the same or similar production as it did this year, I'd be happy with it. But to Mohamed Sanu's point, they're in the film room, they're watching things, there are things that they could do better. I'd like to see Coleman maybe stay healthy and be out on the field a little bit more because he gives you another dynamic weapon. But, you know, unless you're talking about execution, Mike, maybe just from what they're talking about, you know, play in and play out and being crisper and better at things. But, guys, we put up more points than anybody last year.
I mean, I complain. I think a lot of Falcon fans complain about the human fair catch and Eric Weems. Statistically, they were better than average in the punt return game. But Andre Roberts, already Mohamed Sanu saying, this guy's a playmaker. He's a baller. So that's a speed element. You've already got Taylor Gabriel. Gabriel, Roberts, Julio, Sanu. If you go four wide, that's a lot of speed on the field, man.
It's the speed, man.
It's the speed, man.
It's the speed.
And you've also got now what's going to happen with Devontae.
Just the speed, man.
and how weird will it get? Well, Devontae's already on record saying he does not want to leave Atlanta. He wants a contract and he wants to be here. When will that money kick in? When will they address it? We don't know. But ESPN had an article earlier. Jeremy Fowler on ESPN.com thinks it could be north of $8 million.
Oh!
I think it's right around $8 million or less, because there's the argument we've had a lot with our listeners is how important is it? Can you get a running back anywhere? Do you give it? I don't know. When you don't have 1,000-yard running backs growing on trees, less than half the league's got one. He fits what we do. I'd still pay Free. But again, full disclosure, we like Free.
We do.
And this is his only chance to get his big deal. But I don't think it becomes a distraction, at least not from Free, at least not yet.
Yeah, and when we say full disclosure, if Free wasn't balling, I wouldn't be in his corner, you know, touting his or waving his flag. We like Free, but Free's also balling. He's playing as well as anybody.
If you look me in the eye and say Tevin Coleman's going to give you 27 touchdowns in the next 2 years the way this young guy has, well, then all right. But he's going to stay on the field for 16 games first in the case of Tevin. You know, and I just know that the missed block aside, and again, there's plenty of blame to go around in that fourth quarter, the Super Bowl. But I just think he's a perfect fit for what we're doing. And, well, I mean, I assume – see, here you go. I assume that Sark is going to use him the same way Shanahan did.
Comments from Keanu Neal coming up about what he's trying to get accomplished here in the offseason. What is Dontari Poe, as far as what is Alex Mack, should I say, saying about Dontari Poe?
He's a really, 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 really good player, as John Fricke would say. That was a good acquisition for us. He says, I played against him probably three times. He's definitely a guy who's a load and hard to move. He's also got a burst of speed. He's a guy who will challenge you. So there you go. When you look at the schedule, who you're playing, you'd be like, all right, that's a work week when he's Alex Mack at center for the Browns, had to go up against Dontari Poe. The question is the weight and the size. Can he be a three-down guy, or will he be situational just the first two downs?
Keep the weight down, get that big check. He's a three-down guy. I think that was the motivation for the Falcons signing him to the weight clause, where I want to say, Jarvis, it's $500,000, if I'm correct.
Yeah, $500,000. I think if he gets to be around 330,
yes.
I think that's a number he needs to get down to.
So, and my guess is, Mike, you know, talking about metrics, that Dan Quinn and company and Marquand Manuel all looked at the film and saw him maybe at that weight playing and went, right. You are more productive when you're at this weight. And to keep you incentive or motivated for that incentive, we're going to throw this in there. So he should be a three-down guy for the money we're paying Dontari Poe. And if he wants another big contract next year, because, man, this is a one-year deal,
right.
he wants to be on the field as much as possible.
If you add up all the defensive tackles, defensive ends, and outside linebackers / pass rushers on this team, we got 16 guys that play that position. So there'd be some cuts. Now, again, some of these guys are the invitees, like Jermaine Gray. Some of these guys will not get a contract. But when you go back and you look at all the names, is this your Rashid Hageman? It's make or break. You know, remember, where's he? First off, how's he getting in there now? You know, because Poe's here. So, I mean, we'll see with Rashid Hageman. Does he get cut? Does he make the squad? Does he continue with some of the uptick we saw at the end of last season? Brooks Reed going to be okay?
Good question. With Jack Crawford now in the mix, and you look at the depth at linebacker, that's a really good question. I mean, when you start to look at us too deep
right.
and how it should play out, at least heading into camp, you would think Brooks Reed is the starter going in. But with that said, the way they rotate these guys in and out for numbers purposes and Dan Quinn with different packages, I think there's enough room on this team to that Brooks will be around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.